Hey there, I'm Dan Whedon, and welcome to Unleashed the Podcast. This is an Extra Points Extra based off my weekly missive titled Extra Points. If you'd like to subscribe to Extra Points, please visit danwhedon.com and subscribe to the newsletter, and you'll be in. You can also subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Pandora Podcasts. Unleash the Podcast is brought to you by my sponsor, Emerging Risk Solutions. Today's episode is titled The Mental Game. Now, let's get unleashed. Richard Sherman had an extraordinary career with the Seattle Seahawks for 7 seasons. At the end of his final contract with the Seahawks, he signed a free agent deal with the rival San Francisco 49ers, where he played the past 3 seasons. Well, play needs to be defined. Sherman was injured for the better part of all 3 seasons. While he performed well when active, he wasn't the same player. At the height of his success, less than 5 years ago, he was considered the best cornerback in the National Football League and on his way to a Hall of Fame career. He was not re-signed by the 49ers after last season and has yet to be picked up by a team, with training camps less than a month away. Last week, Sherman was arrested outside the home of his in-laws. He was attempting to break into the home, was violent, intoxicated, and according to the 911 call made by his wife, depressed and threatening suicide. While all ended peacefully with Sherman being released from jail and appearing in court with his wife, it's a shockingly meteoric fall for a superstar athlete. Or is it? Sherman has made a statement and admits to what has been made known over the past few days, that injuries, his inability to find another team, and the interruption of his status as the best in the league has taken its toll on him. I hope that he will accept the help he needs, which he has said he would, and that he will resolve the issues he is facing, whether he ever plays football again or not. We all are humans and will struggle at points in our lives. We all have frailties, vulnerabilities, and scar tissue to deal with. We also have hopes, dreams, and aspirations. When the latter gets sidetracked, it can cause great mental anxiety, stress, and undesirable behavior. It's easy to define oneself by their profession and career. One doesn't have to be an NFL star to find great success, accolades, wealth, and notoriety in their own industry and communities. A fall off the pedestal, for whatever reason, can be devastating to one's psyche and mental health. While Sherman may be a high-profile example, the pandemic has exacerbated the fact that all humans are exposed to personal challenges that cause mental health issues. This includes everyone from our family, friends, neighbors, employees, coworkers, and clients. Recently, I wrote about all of us needing at times to be rescued. While part of this missive may seem to be a repeat of that message, the Richard Sherman saga resonated with me and has compelled me to double down this week. As we all return to what is seemingly a pre-COVID world, it can be easy to let our foot off the gas when being perceptive to the needs of others. As a business writer, it would be remiss to not remind business owners and those in leadership positions to be attentive to employees that might be displaying signs and behaviors related to stress. To remind those as coworkers and colleagues to be alert and aware of others. It's easy to judge. People as high profile as Sherman are open to judgment, especially in social media platforms. But the same judgment can be as insidious in offices and business environments. Sometimes people may be having a bad day or may be crying out for help. In a world that much too often exhorts us to judge every word and action of others, maybe the simple acts of empathy and kindness should vault to the forefront of our minds. I'm Dan Whedon. This has been Unleashed the Podcast. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and Pandora Podcast. You can also listen to every episode at unleashedthepodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and be unleashed.